What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, the man who I'm going to be covering with this episode is, in my humble opinion, a legend. That's right, we're covering the first legendary FAFO file, and that man is none other than Rayon McIntosh. And if you don't know who he is, he's the McDonald's worker who actually beat a couple of unruly broads to within an inch of their life. Now, of course, I'm going to link the video that is still up on YouTube in the description box. However, I want to give you guys the aftermath. Now, this article was published on December 2nd, 2011. Rayon McIntosh cleared in McDonald's beating case. Oh, that still warms my cold, dark heart to this day. Every time I watch that video, I just think to myself, classic. This is the epitome of fucking around and finding out some people are not to be messed with. Rayon McIntosh, the Greenwich Village McDonald's worker, caught on dramatic cell phone video beating two unruly female customers, was not indicted by a grand jury, prosecutors said Friday, paving the way for him to be released from custody. Telling you, gentlemen, this is what it's all about. After convening for 11 days over the incident, which was captured on shocking video first published by DNA Info, the grand jury voted to dismiss charges against McIntosh. Yeah, you see the video, you see how it went down. How could anybody not say that that was self-defense? But of course, there's always got to be the shitbag lawyer who says, well, because of his past and this, that, and the other, come to find out both of those two women had arrest records as well. Quote unquote, over the last 11 days, the grand jury considered the evidence and voted to dismiss in the interest of justice. Assistant District Attorney Jamie Mendoza said, quote unquote, we ask for Mr. McIntosh to be freed. Yeah, even back then, the internet was on fire because a lot of people, despite everything that they saw in that video, still thought that he went too far. McIntosh was caught on video using a metal rod, aka the Rod of Retribution, to beat two women who jumped over the counter, apparently to attack him, at the West 3rd Street fast food joint on October 13th. Yes, how it started, he was checking their money because he thought that they may have passed him a fake bill, like he was supposed to do. So, of course, the more manly one, who happened to be the dark-skinned, short-haired one, started talking shit to him. And eventually, she ended up putting hands on him. Yeah. So, what happened? He pushed her back. Then what happened? Oh, they decided to get Mick angry and attack Mr. McIntosh, who then delivered a serious Mick beatdown. Yeah, I know I ain't shit, but fuck it. It's funny as hell when you watch that damn video. Oh, gentlemen, the fact that whoever put that video added the track, whoop that trick, that is the icing on the cake. One of the women, Denise Bardot, suffered a fractured skull and some memory loss in the incident. Her father, Gerald Darbo, told DNA Info. The other, Rachel Edwards, suffered a deep cut on her arm. Yes, gentlemen, when you watch the video, instead of playing whack-a-mole, he played whack-a-hole. Both women were charged with trespass, but it was not clear if they were indicted. After DNA Info's quote-unquote on the inside broke the story of the incident, McIntosh received an outpouring of support. And of course, there were a lot of people on the other side who wanted to condemn him, saying that he should not have defended himself. No. McIntosh's attorney, Theodore Herlick, said the grand jury viewed his client's actions as self-defense. How could you not say that that was self-defense? They're the ones who jumped their unruly asses over the counter. They pursued him, and essentially, they cornered him. And we all know what happens when you put somebody into a corner. Back any animal into a corner, guess what? They're going to come out swinging. And they're going to be swinging for the fences, i.e., whatever force they decide to use at that point, yeah, fight or flight's going to kick in. Mr. McIntosh decided to fight, and he armed himself. It is what it is. Quote, unquote, I think the grand jury had a lot of sympathy for him based on their view of the videotape and how the two women were behaving, he said. McIntosh, who has a 2001 manslaughter conviction, was brought to tears when cross-examined in front of the jury. Herlick said, so that right there is the portion where everybody was scratched at. The people who were against him said, well, this guy was a criminal. Obviously, he's still violent. However, most people saw through that and said, no, that's what he did in his past. He's trying to get his life together. And unfortunately, these two unruly behemoths decided that they were going to attack him. Notice, his prison, him being in prison, he probably seen a lot of things that a lot of normies would never see, which is why he went and got the rod of retribution and went to work. McIntosh's mother, Maureen Lucas, said outside court that Darbo and Edwards provoked her son. Quote, unquote, no female I know would jump over a counter, she said. They didn't pursue him to say, hello, hi, can I get a cup of coffee? Oh, Bob's with the sarcasm. McDonald's cashier Michael Joseph, who was 18 at the time, testified on October 18th that Darbo and Edwards, who both have previous arrests. So these two broads were already public menaces. More than likely, they did a whole lot of things, got away with it, or should I say, they were not appropriately punished for their previous arrests. So they figured, you know what? Just like any bully, hey, until someone actually beats me down, I'm gonna continue to fuck with people. They provoked him by verbally abusing the restaurant workers. So, what do we give Mr. McIntosh in regards to the FAFO score? I think we can all be in agreement that he gets a score of 9. Seriously, like I said, he beat them two heifers to within an inch of their life. Skull fracture, deep lacerations, yeah, he let them have it. He went to work. So yeah, ladies, understand this. There have always been men who said to themselves, I'm not going to let a woman put hands on me and just let her walk away. Oh, no, 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 no. So yes, even back then, there were still women who were catching good old-fashioned McBeat downs. And trust and believe, ladies, that was then, here we are now. Oh yeah, things are really going to get bad for a lot of women out here. Thank you, social media. Why? Because female fuckery is put on display for the world to see. And a lot of women, they honestly think just because they have cameras, that a man's not going to actually go upside their skull if they decide to piss him off. Like a lot of these, you know, false parental videos. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. Just saying, that right there, false paternity, is a quick way for a lot of women to end up seeing a hockey mask. I'm just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Watch the video and get a great laugh. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who think you can put hands on a man, disrespect a man, back men into a proverbial corner, you better understand this clearly. The power you think you have, which is nothing more than false power that is presented with the illusion of restraint from men, is going out. Feminism, which has pretty much killed chivalry, which actually causes more men to break the chains of restraint, that's going out right along with it. Believe you me, ladies, men of today have definitely changed. You want to tout the fact that, or should I say, the thought process that men and women are the same and men and women are equal? Guess what? Equal rights, equal lefts. Especially with the younger men, oh, they're letting you have it. They've been told, hey, you and women are equal, so guess what? Once again, I'm going to keep reiterating this. Ass whoopings are rated E for everyone. That's right, ladies. You're seeing more of you getting your asses kicked. You're challenging men, and men are saying, okay, we're equal. Bam! One to the face. It is what it is. You wanted it. You got it. Now guess what? Eat your knuckle sandwiches and leave the rest of us alone. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.